Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
So coming up in a bit, we'll get to Preston Mattingly. We could not ask him about the NOLA stuff, just so you guys know going in, because obviously not everything is fully official organization-wise and stuff, but we talked to him about a ton of stuff. But Fritzy, we were expecting just record with Mattingly today, then record the rest of the pod the middle of the week, put it all together, and then out of nowhere, in like the span of 30 minutes, Nightingale comes out. He's like, hey, guys, NOLA and the Phillies making progress. And then it's like, bang, 30 minutes later, 7 years, $172 million. NOLA's back, Jack. I'm shocked, man. Like, I don't know what else to say. Welcome home, Aaron. I'm very happy to have you back here. We'll get into the money and the whole thing. And obviously, you know, the end of the contract might be ugly, but I'm really happy Aaron will be back. But more than anything, Jack, I just didn't expect us to be doing this pod today. I'm shocked. How you doing?
Me too. And I'm definitely happy. You know, like, the Phillies kept a really good pitcher. And in classic Phillies fashion, they went more years for less AAV. So Nola gets the, the length of the contract's year. Fine. Yep. And he's going to be a Philly for life, which is hilarious.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And he's gonna have so many franchise records when it's all said and done.
Yeah, he really is. You're right. That's a great point.
So yeah, he's back. And if I'm just viewing this, what I think happened is obviously Nola went out, tested the market, probably wasn't getting $200 million. Could he maybe have gotten $190 million from a team if he really was pushing for it? Yeah.
Well, for what it is, apparently he turned down more money. John Heyman reported in Alex Coffey, confirmed it, that apparently Nola did turn down more money from at least one other team or potentially other teams. So
he's the 2020s Cliff Lee.
He's Trey Turner. I mean, that's all people do.
That's
now.
All we do. All we do is people love to be here. So they kept a good pitcher. He's been durable. Obviously, that's pretty. The big selling point on Aaron Nola is that he pitches all the time. And like, I think last year was more of a down year than a massive sign for concern. Because obviously, when you sign a pitcher for 7 years, it's like, okay, is his velo going down? Is his stuff going down? I haven't really seen that. You know, he's kind of just been Aaron Nola. He does have these up and down kind of years. And I just think that the adjustments they made in the postseason were real. And that was the one thing when I was talking about he's going to walk is that I didn't want another team to benefit off of the adjustments that he made in the postseason, because it's like, that stinks, because I think they're getting a steal from that standpoint. So I'm happy he's back. I'm glad it's not Blake Snell. I'm not going to lie, I do still wish it was Yamamoto.
Me too.
But apparently that's not totally off the table. Some reports out there that they'd still be interested in him.
Okay.
I would be very, very, very surprised.
If they're not giving Nola this contract, Yamamoto a similar-looking contract, and then re-signing Wheeler to something. I mean, let's be
not happening. Probably not happening, but I'm just saying what is out there. I still would have preferred Yamamoto just because of the age, and I think the stuff plays, and I think he's similar to Aaron Nola.
Yeah, and again, the age. He's 6 years younger. One. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it's a massive 6 years.
It's a big one. So, but overall, like, the Phillies didn't get worse today, and they no longer have to worry about, okay, Nola walks, who are we signing to replace him? Also, listen, I would have loved Corbin Burns or Dylan Cease, but now
you're
it's
giving
like
up prospects and all that stuff to do it too.
And especially after talking to our guy Preston Mattingly.
Oh, buddy.
Not like I was prepared.
I'm way more excited about Mick Abel. Like, that Mick Abel answer got me like pretty stoked.
Well, that answer and the Aiden Miller answer for me.
And the Aiden Miller answer obviously was, come on.
Well, it's because I was prepared to say, okay, he's going to be in the Cease trade. No. He's untouchable. Officially labeling him as untouchable. So,
Preston didn't say that. You're saying that. Just
he did not say that. No, that is not an official quote from Preston Mattingly. My interpretation from his answer was.
Yes, let's not do our guy dirty yet there, right?
Yeah, no, never. So they don't have to give up prospects. They brought back a good pitcher. Is it a lot of years? Yeah, it's a lot of years, but they keep the AAV down, so hopefully they can go add more pieces to this team, and we'll deal with the 2028 Phillies and the 2029 Phillies when we get there. But the good part is, and we talked about this a lot on this podcast, and obviously we just had Preston on, we've had Brian Barber on. I think they're just getting started with this whole player development thing. So, like, even though they're here for a long time, I don't think this is going to take them out of also developing players at the same time to where they can just have a nice mixture of the two.
Yeah, and have players to trade for guys if they need to supplement or this or that or whatever. I'm totally with you. And I think, you know, the key, like you said, and if you go back, you know, just a few days, actually, to our Perfect All Season pod, you know, one of our main tenets, themes, beliefs, whatever, is that we're in the window right now. Like, go win. Do everything you can to win a World Series over the next 3, 4, 5 years. Like, that is the prime imperative of this franchise. And signing Aaron Nola today helps to that. Like, flat out, it gives you a better chance to do that. And then this window is still going to be a part of before the Nola contract, you know, before we have to start really worrying about it going south, we believe. And I think with Nola, the key to it is, look, when you sign these big type of deals, like, look, obviously, and it was a smaller deal, but the Wheeler one, you know, you're hoping for that, right? You're hoping for someone who you sign who has some upside but hasn't reached that level yet. You give them $100 million or $120 million and they way vastly outperform that, right? That's the goal. But I think outside of just getting like a steal, I think you just want someone who's going to show up and earn their money. You know, more than anything, you just want it not to be a disaster contract, a Strasburg contract, you know, that Hector Rodon this year is for Carlos Rodon this his first year this year. Like, all you want is
Hector
to not
Rodon.
Feel, I know. I went. Yeah. Thank you. I don't know why I had Hector Rodon on my head. So anyway, you know, you just want it. You, if nothing else, you know, you want your money's worth, obviously. But more than anything, you want him to show up and be there and pitch and make an impact. And, you know, there's no better guy to spend the money on for that. And we've talked a lot over the years about Nola and how I think one thing for him is his stuff should age well. You know, the type of pitcher he is should age well. He's never been a max effort, max velocity stuff guy in that way. He's a pitcher. He's a craftsman. He's a technician, all that type of stuff. And as long as he's locating, as long as he's adjusting speeds, as long as he's you know, his mechanics are right, you know, he should be able to remain effective, you know, into his mid to late 30s. And I think that's why, again, look, 7 years for Aaron Nola right now is that's a lot. Like, I get it. It is. And I'm I can't say at age 37, 38, whatever, I'm sure he's going to be good. But I do think that for the next few years and the heart of the important part of this window that we're in right now, I think it's a really smart move. And you're getting him a little under 25 a year, you know, 24.9 or whatever it is. I mean, that's a good price annually for the next 4 years of this window for Aaron Nola.
Well, and I think it's what one of my big concerns heading into this offseason, when we started seeing the reports of, okay, maybe they'll trade Castellanos, Reese Hoskins probably not coming back, Nola probably not coming back, is that there was a lot of clubhouse equity that was going to be leaving. And I think it's important to keep Phillies. Now, you don't want to make the mistake they made in, obviously, you know, 13, 14, 15 of holding on to guys too long. But this is also a pitcher that's in the middle of his prime, and is the end going to be probably really shaky? Yeah. And do I have concerns about, like, my biggest concern with Nola is that he's just pitched a ton of innings.
Yeah, that's now, by far the biggest concern.
Now, we've seen, like, Scherzer threw a ton of innings, and these guys have thrown tons of innings that have also, you know, pitched relatively well deep into their careers. So maybe he just kind of has that arm, and I think Zach Wheeler kind of has that arm as well. So, you know, that's a concern. But at the same time, worst case scenario for year 4, 5, 6 of this deal is that he's going to be like a 4 or 5 starter that at least is going to take the ball every day. I'm not sure how effective he's going to be, but whatever. I mean, you do.
Innings are valuable. Like, yes. I know people don't always want to hear it, but innings are valuable. Like, they are. And sometimes 6 innings and 3 runs is like really valuable. And not sometimes, all times throughout a regular season. Like, it's when you get to the playoffs, you need to win big games, you need great outings where you need those guys to show up. But like, if you have a dude who's going to give you 6-3, which isn't a great ERA, isn't anything special, but I'll give you 6-3 every time out, that dude's super valuable, you know. And Nola obviously can be better than that, and maybe as it gets to the end, he'll be more that. But like, that, it's not exciting, it's not sexy, but like, that's valuable.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I do think people, I think whenever these contracts come out, people get so worried about the back end of it. And it rarely ever really matters, but it's... These next 4 years are just imperative to bring a title here. Like, it's absolutely go time. Like, it's 100% go time for this organization to say, we got to win a title in the next 4 years. I mean, that's what this whole thing is gearing up towards. That's the only thing that is at the top of mind of not only Middleton, but obviously Bryce.
And as it should be, all of them, the whole crew, they're all right there. They're all the window. It's a bunch of late 20s, early 30s guys. Like, this is it. This is their window. This is their time to win. This is the time for them to capitalize while they're still in the prime or the back prime of their career. Like, absolutely.
And what the Phillies did today was ensure that they didn't take a step back. And I think they have a chance at getting a guy who, Would I be shocked if Knoll's an all-star next year? No.
I think he'll be better this year than he was last year. I mean, this past season, I think he'll bounce back next year. I think, you know, he wasn't great for a majority of the season. He made the change. He stepped up at the end. I think he had a nice moment here in this city where there, you know, his entire tenure, we've talked about so much. I mean, there were times, like we said, a month ago where people didn't even want him back, and then things changed. But he's had up and down times here, and it hasn't always been super apparent that this fan base loves him and has love for him. And I think he felt that. I think it's something that we've talked about a lot, that Dombrowski's talked about a lot. And I believe in, I think you do too, that, you know, not everyone can play in a city like this. There are players who just aren't built for this type of intensity or this type of expectation or this type of pressure or whatever. And, you know, even though he's had ups and downs, we know that Aaron Nola can succeed in the biggest of moments in this city and can last in this city and can go through adversity and bounce back in this city. And that in and of itself is valuable.
Yeah. And I think that they're all still kind of figuring that out. I know it's a year two of finally making the playoffs, but, you know, I think that they're going to make even more adjustments kind of as they go along here. And I think that the more and more these guys are in these kind of moments, you're going to see hopefully them kind of, you know, figure it out and eventually, dude, I can't. This.
I see it. It just came out.
I'm in the sun.
For those just listening to the pod and not watching, all of a sudden, it's just like beams of light just came onto Jack's face. And it's like right in his eyes, right in your face. It looks horrifying.
It does look horrible.
Yeah, it's really tough. Yeah.
It's, I mean,
You're such a gamer, though. You know,
the light shining through is obviously a good sign about the Nola.
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, the light shining through. Is there a better example or sign that this was the right thing to do?
It's just so funny that he's the first free agent that has signed. You know?
Oh, I know. The first big money one, the first big, you're right. Yeah.
Like, he just had no interest in screwing around. No,
My whole career. It's so funny. It's one of the first things you said to me when we hopped on the Zoom video here before we talked to press and stuff. You're like, Aaron Nola's going to be a Philly's whole career. It's like, wow. Yeah, you're right. Like, and that doesn't happen that often with, you know, guys of a certain level of player who, you know, just spend their whole career somewhere and have success. And like you said, he'll be, you know, top of the board in a lot of key Philly pitching categories, you know? So it's wild just to think that Aaron Nola's here and he will be a lifetime Philly, a lifetimer, like a lifer. It's wild.
And I don't have this confirmed through sources or anything, but here's how I believe it went down. Mm-hmm. Is that the Braves called. He thought about, do I want to be a Brave and turn my back on the city of Philadelphia? And Aaron Nola said, no, Alex Anthopoulos. You are not. I am not turning my back on the city of brotherly love and coming down and joining the Atlanta Braves. And,
I love that.
You know, maybe even strung him along a little bit. You know, I'd say, okay.
Oh, I like that. Maybe, you know, yeah, I like that.
Because there would have been nothing. There would have been nothing worse than one of those stupid freaking press releases that come out of nowhere.
Oh, with I know. The, with the Braves. Oh, God.
And then it's like, oh, we got Aaron Bummer just to like, who was 100% traded for just to get Schwarber and Harper out.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it would have been nothing worse than Aaron Nola. So in a perfect world, I think he drug them along a little bit and took them out of maybe signing or trading for a guy. But either way, I am happy he's not a Brave. That really would have left a complicated legacy for Aaron Nola, just like when Worth went to Washington.
Yeah. And it just would have been a sour taste in our mouths, especially this moment of Phillies Braves. It's one thing, like, that's the thing. Worth went to the Nationals, and they weren't good at that time. And then they got good, and he won a World Series there, and blah, 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 all that stuff. But for Nola to go to, like, right now, like, oh, what did we talk about this whole season into the playoffs? Like, the Phillies Braves thing is back, and it is white freaking hot. Like, we hate them. There's real sports hate going, and a real thing, a rivalry, them winning the regular season, us winning the playoffs last couple years. Like, there's like animosity and hatred and dislike. Like, for him to go in this moment to jump there, like, that would have been, I feel like, an extra, you know, kick in the junk, as it were, you know.
Totally. And he didn't. I'm shocked that he's, I'm shocked he's not a Cardinal.
I literally said on the radio yesterday, the camera came to me. He's like, what's going on with Nola? Who do you think, you like this Japanese guy? And I was like, yeah, Nola's gone. It's like, he's not going to be here. I thought he was gone.
Well, what are the Cardinals doing? I mean, what are the,
rebuilding?
They should be rebuilding. I mean, you needed a starter like Aaron Nola. I mean, he would have been perfect there. Yeah, more of a smaller market. He would have been durable. Would have gave him quality innings. Like, I just can't believe that they couldn't beat that offer. Or maybe they did. And he said no. And I think, like, him turning down money and to stay here, I think it buys Aaron Nola, obviously, you know, a little bit of a leash here, where it's like, you wanted to be here. And I think that means something. And back-to-back years of him, Turner, saying, I want to be affiliate, like, that bodes so well for the future of this franchise. And I do think that a lot of that has to obviously do with the fans. I mean the fans and how he showed out in the ballpark the last couple of years, and the ovation stuff. Like, I hope this does lead to, you know, more free agents obviously coming on down, but getting Nola back in the fold for that contract, the years of the years, whatever, but for that deal, I mean, it does lend itself to going and getting another guy. So the Nola thing is big, but like, if I would rather have Nola at 24 or even 7 years, whatever, or Snell at like 5, but a higher AAV, I am a lower AAV guy. So whatever the tax, whatever, but like, it does matter when it comes to going and getting players.
100% it does. Yeah, 100% it does. It's a great point. Like, it does get more punitive the more you go up those levels. And, you know, John Middleton has shown he's super willing to spend. We're super lucky.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.